An emergency response plan was presented to reporters in Geneva on Thursday ahead of a weekly meeting of the UN Humanitarian Task Force. First, a lifeline to eastern Aleppo going cross-border from Turkey would be ready for the first 48-hour pause, according to Jan Egeland, special advisor to the UN Special Envoy for Syria.
And initially, we would be ready in the first 48-hour weekly pause to have two convoys of 20 trucks each that would carry enough food for 80,000 people in eastern Aleppo. We're very hopeful that it will only be a very short time until we can roll and we can help the long-suffering people of Aleppo.
Simultaneous deliveries of food to the rebel-held east and government-controlled west are another part of the relief plan, explained Egeland. The third element of the plan would be to repair a damaged electric plant stationed in the disputed southern part of Aleppo that serves close to 1.8 million people daily. The plant also serves stations pumping water to people in eastern and western Aleppo. Meanwhile, the foreign ministers of Russia and the United States are meeting on Syria and Geneva on Friday. Russia and the U.S. are co-chairs of the International Syria Support Group. Stefan de Mistura is the U.N. Special Envoy for Syria.
Those meetings that are taking place outside this office here in Geneva are going to have an impact, certainly on the way we will be, and I plan to present what are the political initiatives of the U.N. in order to relaunch the political process.
2 million civilians are struggling to cope with power outages and water shortages in what is being described as the battle for Aleppo. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.